Now, vehicle theft affects thousands of Queensland's families every year, and most of it is completely preventable because thieves are looking for an easy target. Locking your car seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? But there's a lot more to vehicle security than most people realise. Joining me today is Sue Stevens, Secretary of Caboolture Crime Stoppers, and Jeff Clayton, Assistant Chair. And they're here to share practical advice on protecting your vehicle. A few small changes to your routine could make a huge difference. Welcome to the both of you.
Morning.
Good morning, morning, Rosemary.
Now, Sue, let me start with you. How can we protect our vehicles?
Look, what you can do, and the main thing is to lock your vehicle. There is a lot of cars out there that the people walk off and they forget. But anyway, that includes locking your boot and your sunroof. You close your windows at all times. And even if you're parked at home or in the garage, keep your vehicle locked.
Okay.
There is a lot of thieves that are out there. It's just opportunistic. And they will take it.
Okay, well done.
Plus, if you locked your car in your garage and you've left the keys in it and they break into your house, well, your insurance maybe not cover that.
Well, your insurance probably just says go away, because mine certainly does if you've left your keys there. Yeah.
Yes.
You're just looking for trouble. Okay, so that's pretty good to know, Jeff. So what can we do, hey?
Okay, well, look, the big thing is don't leave your phones, your wallets or your handbags in the car, sunglasses, garage remotes and cash in plain sight. Mm. You know, it's so easy to sort of think, oh, it's valuable, but break a window and it's gone.
Yep.
So anyway, what you do is, the other thing is you remove your registration papers when you're parked, because people can grab them and they know where you live and who you are.
Yep.
And there's another opportunistic event of breaking in.
Okay.
So, you know, you've got to keep that in mind.
And also with your car logbooks, they generally have your name address in them as well, so don't keep them in the car unless you need to.
Wow. Okay. I'm a bit guilty there, I must admit, and I think probably a whole lot of us would be.
Well, I was as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's really good to know. You know about the sunglasses and those little bits and pieces, but those other little bits are very, very important as well. Okay. And I think, Sue, you've told us about hiding a set of keys, hey?
Yes. Many people actually hide their keys in the vehicles themselves, under the fenders, under the bumpers. And that's the first place people go to.
Yeah.
And it's like putting your keys under a flower pot at home. So easy. So, yeah, you've just got to have a mindset now.
Okay. Good. Well, good on you for there. Now, wherever possible, of course, we use a garage, a carport, or a very well-lit, busy area. I think that's one of the good things, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Jeff, are you into car alarms and that sort of the steering locks and all those things?
Steering locks especially, simply because they're visible.
Yeah.
And
okay.
If people are walking by and they can see the steering wheel locked, they'll move on to the next vehicle. So it may not be a deterrent initially, but once they get into the vehicle, they say, oh, no, hang on a minute, this is too hard. I'll
go around. Okay. Yeah, so don't make it easy.
No.
And with older vehicles, make sure that your fuel cap is locked.
Yes.
It is so easy to get into now because of the fuel crisis that we're facing, that people are now stealing fuel. From cars, and that's much more expensive. So, think about that. And also older vehicles to fit a certified engine immobiliser.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that's costly, so you've got to think of some alternatives.
Okay. And I know we've always talked about the anti-theft screws. I mean, you can't get those little blighters off easy at all, can you?
No.
Goodness me, have you tried to get them off?
No, I haven't tried. But
I needed to, but yeah.
What I can tell you is that usually most of the police stations have a special tool to remove these screws.
Even with that special tool, Sue, let me tell you, because we were changing cars and I needed to have my number plates go to the next one. And there was a lot of sweat. And, you know, one or two words being said, trying to get them off.
Oh, my goodness.
It was. All right. Now, I think there's another one about etching your registration information on your vehicles and identification number.
Yes, that's called a VIN when you look at your registration papers. Yeah. But usually of anything that's really important on your car itself, always put a V for Victoria or a Q for Queensland and your registration number. And that's actually easily traceable and thieves can't see it very easily either. So
okay.
That's an idea.
And so where do you put that, Sue?
Oh, look, you can put them on motor engines. You can put them on the inside of doors. Yeah. It's whatever people think that they can take off a car.
Okay.
And especially a lot of older cars that are being stolen, their parts are being taken and resold.
Of course.
They do target cars that are 10 years older.
Okay.
Usually there's about 80% that are retrievable. The 20%, you've lost your car.
Yep, gone.
So, yes, gone.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea as well. Jeff, you were busy writing there. What are you going to tell us?
Well, I'm going to target you girls now.
Okay. Yeah, we can handle it. Come on.
I was talking to your young guy the other week who was recently out of jail for stealing cars and other offences, and I said to him, with the modern cars, how do you actually steal them? Don't you need a key? He said, yeah. He said, but they're easy. I said, what do you mean they're easy? He said, just break into the house. The women leave their handbag on the kitchen bench or beside their lounge chair. There's the key. So, as we were saying earlier, keeping your keys in a safe place.
Yeah.
Even if you put up a key safe in your garage and you've got the code for it, just whack your keys in there. And that'll save you a bit of trouble.
There you go.
And the only other thing that I wanted to add just there was locking wheel nuts. People forget about them these days. And they put these expensive wheels on their cars. And I mean, tyres aren't cheap to start with, let alone the wheels.
Okay, okay.
So grab some wheel locks and use them.
Wow. Goodness me, you're telling us some stuff here that we can do just to protect ourselves, really. It's just about protecting yourself.
That's right.
And your goods. All right, so let's wind up a little bit. If a crime occurs, what do we do?
Okay, well, for a start, if it's suspicious behaviour around your vehicle, you report it to Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. So that's really important.
Yep.
And if a crime is occurring, it's 000.
Yes. If it's already stolen or broken into.
Yeah, you just call the police link. Then on 131 444.
Yep.
Unfortunately, insurance cannot always cover the inconvenience of looking for a new vehicle and the following and the feeling of being violated. And coming along with that is also that if you buy a brand new car, normally you would get up to 2 years worth of replacement vehicle with your insurance. But if you've not bought a new car, the value of the car under the insurance policy is the value of it the day it was stolen, not the day you bought it.
Okay. That's pretty important stuff, yeah. All right, now what else do we need to know? There's some things happening around the place shortly I'm looking at here.
Okay, so if you really need to know more about information on security and anti-theft number plate screws, we can be found at Torbal Rural Fire Station on Saturday the 16th of May between 8 and 12 noon.
Good.
Also, Burpengary Plaza on Tuesday the 19th of May, 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. And again, Morayfield Shopping Centre on Thursday the 21st of May, 8:30 to 12:30 p.m.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in. You're telling us things that really a little bit of common sense, aren't they? But just the same, sometimes the old common sense isn't too common and it needs you people that see it out there on the street every day to remind us. Sue Stevens, Secretary of Caboolture Crime Stoppers, and Jeff Clayton, Assistant Chair, thanks so much for coming in today and talking to us here on 101.5. Vehicle theft is a crime and we can help prevent it. And now you know, guys, it's up to you. With some straightforward steps, locking up, removing valuables, staying aware, we can all make life harder for thieves. If you found this helpful, share it with somebody that you know. And for more information or to report suspicious activity, call Crime Stoppers, as we said before, on 1800 333 000. Get it into your phone right now and you can check out more of Crime Stoppers information on the 101.5fm.com.au website. Jeff and Sue, thank you so much for your time and please keep up the good work.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Yes, thank you very much.